Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. We're expecting to learn sometime today what Missoula fire investigators have learned about the intense fire that destroyed a large home on the city's south side on Saturday night. That blaze had already fully engulfed the building as firefighters arrived, with some witnesses telling me the fire started in front of the home. Others said it was the attic. Regardless, the blaze destroyed most of the house, which is in the Linda Vista neighborhood. Because the fire happened right during the height of the 4th of July fireworks being set off, including that part of the city, there's intense community interest in the cause of the blaze. Relatives have started a GoFundMe account to help the family with their immediate expenses. It was a very, very busy weekend for first responders across the state as they dealt with thousands of calls for service, including a number of fire starts, even just days after the wet weather. Most were small, though, and by yesterday evening, DNRC was only reporting two active fires across the state. Darby Rural Fire Department, along with Bitterroot National Forest and firefighters from around the Bitterroot Valley, had some anxious times Friday when the Deer Hollow Fire broke out on private property south of Darby in the Rye Creek area. Valley County Emergency Management reported some structures were threatened for a time, but the ground assault was supported by very large tanker drops of retardant that held the blaze around 400 acres. Fire danger remains moderate in most areas, but fire managers are warning with the recent rains, fine fuels like grass and brush grew steadily over the past month and are expected to dry out quickly in this week's hot temperatures. Did you get passed by a speeding driver? It's one of the most dangerous behaviors on our roads, according to this report from Tracy Taylor.
Montana ranks fifth in the nation for the deadliest driver habits, according to an analysis of federal crash data. The study found Montana recorded nearly 13 speeding-related traffic deaths per 100 licensed drivers between 2020 and 2024, one of the highest rates in the country. The report found states in the Mountain West and South had the highest rates of fatal crashes linked to speeding and distracted driving. Tracy Taylor, Montana State News Network.
This is the Montana State News Network.
Hi.